Casey live here at Fish Lips Waterfront Bar and Grill till 6 o'clock today. Here at the Port, we are going to be giving away two tickets to the Rolling Stones in the 5 o'clock hour. You got to stop by to try to win. Oh, it's going to be fun. We got people signing up right now. We were talking with Damon with spacefish.com. He does my fishing report. This guy, well, he's the other part of the tag team champions of the world. He is Sean Hayes, my surfing guy. Sean, how you doing today, buddy?
Fantastic, buddy. How's it going?
Hey, everything's going fine. I have known you now, I'd say 4 years, you think?
I think it's close to that.
It is.
Give or take.
Yeah, and you do a great job breaking down surfing every weekend here on my show and on 95.9,
yes, sir.
The Rocket. How many years you've been surfing now?
Let me see. I would say close to 57. I'll take that back. 50, 55.
How is surfing going to be like this weekend?
It's going to be fun. I think you need to get out there, check it out. Like I always say on the report, you need to find a good sandbar. They're everywhere, but if you don't have a good sandbar, you're not going to get a good wave. It's kind of tricky around Florida, especially in this area with all the beach renourishment. It's kind of messes with the sandbars, so that's probably the key thing there.
Is this a good time of year to go surfing?
Great time of year. You're still getting the fronts coming through. You're getting some good swell. We've had a good fetch for the last week as far as waves go. It's been fun, man. It's been chest to head high, and it's going to be probably about waist, possibly maybe a little bit bigger this weekend. And as the week goes through, it's going to be about that same size, and it might pick up around Wednesday. So it should be fun. There should be some good surf.
Are you going to go out and surf this weekend?
Oh, I would love to try and go surf, you know, but I have a big golf tournament coming up, so probably...
All right. This is one of the most busiest men in the world.
Yeah.
Sean, we'll get to that in 1 second, but surfing-wise, yes, you can listen to my show Friday afternoons and Saturday morning on our two great stations, The Rocket and The Fan. You'll hear this guy 6 to 10 a.m. It plays multiple times. He'll tell you about the surfer report and where to go, what's going on, and when you got surfing tournaments coming up.
Yes, sir.
Because you'll do those as well. I'll put you on the spot. Sean, are you coaching anyone right now when it comes to surfing?
Well, not surfing right now. I still coach the Cocoa Beach High surf team.
Yeah.
We're doing that, but we've been a little kind of taking it easy a little bit. Usually it gets a little cold, but about this time of the year we'll start picking it up. I talked to my team captain, and she said she wants to get back into it. So
yeah. You're absolutely right. So you got surfing, and the big rumbling, someone told me this the other day, and I want to get to you because you are an insider here in Brevard County. What's going on with Kelly Slater? Is there rumblings he might retire?
Well, he's 52 years old, Mark. I mean, let's just think about that. You got to realize he's surfing against elite surfers from all over the world, the best surfers in the world, and they only take the top, I think, 38 in the world to be on the WSL. That's the upper echelon of surfing, and he's been on it for, gosh, his whole life, and he's 52, and just 2 years ago, he won the Pipe Masters at 50 years old. So, I mean, the guy, he actually, at the Margaret River contest this weekend, he got put off the full-time tour, so he's pretty much done. Now, with that said, he's probably going to get invited to some contests. Like, he'll probably go to Fiji coming up, so hopefully he'll be there.
He reminds me of Tiger Woods, where they're both considered maybe the greatest of all time at their sport. And they're both in their 50s, and they have nothing left to prove.
Nothing.
Well,
I'm going to go out on a limb, and honestly, it really is a true debate when you think about it. He's 52, dude, and he is still winning. I mean, he beats these kids that are in their early 20s that are literally the best surfers in the world, and he's 52, man. And I don't know, man. I think literally he is the greatest athlete of all time.
52's a baby. Okay, let me tell you why. William Shatner's 90.
Oh, boy.
The president's 80. The guy who's running against him is 78. My engineer's 76.
Yeah.
Hey, it's cool to be 70 and 80.
Hey.
All right? Forget a 52. You're a young punk. That's what you are.
I'm barely over the hill, man. I'm in my 60s. So let's go for that.
Have you ever met him before?
Yeah, I've met him. I actually got my jersey signed by him, my contest jersey. And I know you want to get him to sign your video game. So yeah. I'm going to get that done for you, man.
The Kelly Slater Pro Surfer game. I need it signed by Kelly
Slater.
We'll
get it done.
That's what I need.
We'll get Bruce to come out, and his stepdad. I'll get Bruce to take care of that.
Okay. You also are coaching high school golf, right?
And tennis.
And when are you sleeping?
I don't.
And you're a teacher at Palm Bay High School.
Yeah, I'm kind of a mixed bag kind of guy. So
do you have like an Uber driver driving you around all these things?
Yeah, I actually got a limo, and they pick me up and take me to work and take me to my side jobs. It's all good. So
you are awesome. All right, so what should we talk, tennis or golf? What do you want to talk about?
Let's just talk about my tennis team real quick. I have a great tennis team. These kids are awesome. They're it's the West Shore junior senior high school, and they did pretty good at Cape Coast Conference this past, or I'm sorry, it was district, and we got fourth, so it's not bad in our district. You know, we got fourth, and they played well, and I don't know, I think we could have done better, but with that said, they're great kids. They're really, really hard workers. They literally work hard at playing tennis. So
awesome. When's your next or what's it called? It's not like game. What do you call it in tennis?
We're done for
this
season. But I am going to come back and coach the golf team for West Shore, and I'm going to have a fantastic golf team. So stay tuned for that, folks. That'll be the start of next school year.
Well, that'll be cool. Are you also coaching badminton? Like, what other sports?
No. I kind of I'm trying to get a little whiskey coaching in there. So it's all good.
No, I
need that a little bit, but it's all.
I want to tell our listeners this. You're such a pro that sometimes when we record the surfing report, you do it during one of your free periods at Palm Bay High School.
Yep.
So there's times, this is what I love. You're like, Mark, I got 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Or like, we're recording, and then like the school bell goes off.
The
it rings.
School bell.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yo-ho, yo-ho. That's the one. So,
how many years you've been teaching at Palm Bay High School?
7 years, man. I've been. It's a great school. Palm Bay is a really, really good school. The kids there are fantastic, and so it's an interesting job, I'll have to say.
No, you do a great job. So again, should we go surfing this weekend?
Yes, definitely. You always go surfing. It just depends on what kind of board you're going to ride. So I would say this weekend you're going to have to ride your little fat shorties or maybe a long board. The winds, I think, might be okay, but it looks like it's going to be a little choppy. We got this steady northeast fetch of wind, so get out there. Go have fun. The water's beautiful, man. It's actually beautiful out.
It was driving here to the port. Water was beautiful.
Yeah.
It really was.
You know what? You could always take Damon's advice and go fishing, too. So.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You brought a gentleman with you from the, the museum?
Yep.
Surf Museum.
John Hughes.
And we're working. Here's the thing. They're going to have a big event coming up. They're waiting to get a date, and we want to team up with the Surf Museum. So let's get John. John is looking at the TV right now. He needs – all right, we got to get him. If you can grab him.
I will grab him.
All right, we will do this. Let's get John on. And that was Sean Hayes. He does a great job as my surfing guy. All right, let's get this guy on from the Surf Museum there in Cocoa Beach. All right, John, let's get you here on the microphone. All right, we're here at Fish Lips Waterfront Bar and Grill. We're going to be live on the air. He's going to be fine. All right, just got to get your headphones on, and we're going to get you going. All right, just going to have to take a seat. Take a seat right here. Don't worry, you don't need the sunglasses. They can't see us. Don't worry. Let's get him right on the microphone here at Fish Lips. His name's John Hughes with the Surf Museum. John, how you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Very nice to meet you. How long you been with the Surf Museum?
I've actually been with the Surf Museum since it first started in 1999.
Oh, nice, man.
But I've been the executive director of the museum since 2015.
Okay, you guys are there in Cocoa Beach, right? What are you guys all about when you say Surf Museum?
The Surf Museum exists to promote the surfing history of the Space Coast in Florida and try and preserve our history and get us more recognition for the special place we've had in surfing history in general.
Can local people here in the county, can they just stop by, tour it? How does it work exactly with the museum?
The museum's open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. We're in Ron John's in the building north of the main building where the beach rentals are at.
Oh, okay.
And so they can come anytime they like between 9 and 5.
And will you be there if they say, hey, we need to see John surfing questions, can we do that?
Well, that's one of the things that's a little different about it. We're in Ron John, so their people are there all day long, so we don't normally have somebody in the museum itself. It's not a real big space. We're small but mighty.
Okay. How long have you been surfing then?
I've been surfing since I was 12 years old. I'm not sure exactly what the math is, but it's pretty,
okay,
well over 50 years.
Are you originally from this area?
I moved here when I was a year old. My dad came here in 1954 to open up the first M&O contract at the what was the Air Force Missile Test Range,
yeah,
with Pan Am World Services.
That's really cool, dude. Mm-hmm. This is the cliche question, but I will ask it to you. Mm-hmm. Why do you love surfing so much, and why do you love going out there?
It's just the most enjoyable and rewarding activity I've ever been involved in. I've been surfing for well over 50 years, and I still enjoy going out just as much now as I did when I was 12 years old.
Do you have certain spots you like to go to, or is that, you know, I like to keep that to myself?
Yeah, I do, but I'm not going to tell you where they are.
Do you go by yourself, or do you go with buddies when you go surfing?
It's kind of a mix. Sometimes I just like to go by myself, and I'll go out with some friends, but I generally try to avoid places that are too crowded.
It's kind of like, I love basketball with all my heart. It's the one I played. And there's times I just like to go by myself and shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about it, and I hope you feel this way with surfing, I can clear my head, and I don't have to think about anything else. And I'm just there with it. And I just, it's very peaceful for me. Is that like for you with surfing?
Yeah, it's really, it's the same. It's an opportunity to get away from the things the other extraneous distractions you have through the day, because it requires you to be in the moment. You don't have time to think about other things because you're focused on doing the actual surfing.
If they want more information on the Surf Museum, is there a website, Facebook? Should they call you? What should we do?
We got it all.
Oh, we got them all.
Yeah, we've got a website, floridasurfmuseum.org. We have Facebook and Instagram. They're both, you can find them by searching Florida Surf Museum. And we also have a YouTube channel with lots of videos, some that we produced. And we've curated a lot of Florida-related videos that are on YouTube, so you can go there without a search everywhere to find them.
That's very nice. Before I let you go, Bill, who with the Surf Museum as well, he was on with us in January from here.
Right.
So, we were discussing, I know I'm saying this on the air, but I know you guys want to have this new exhibit, and you're working on stuff behind it. And I told this to Bill when he was here on the show last time.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know when you guys do that event, because I know you're going to bring in surfers, and you're going to try to make it really big. I'd love to be there with multiple of my radio stations. We'd love to celebrate it, and we'd love to get involved, so I hope you know that.
All right, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, John, thank you so much for stopping by. And have a very nice weekend. All right, man?
All right, thank you. You too.
All right, we'll go to break. We'll come back. I know top of the hour, we will do our giveaway for the Rolling Stones. We have very nice people stopping by. They're trying to win. 5 o'clock, top of the hour, we'll give away 2 tickets to the Rolling Stones there in Orlando. We'll go to break. We'll come back. I think we have boat racing coming up here to Cocoa Beach. We'll do that next right here on the Mark Moses Show.